This is the first of our two exclusive KGEZ Good Morning Show drill downs made possible by Dent Magic, just north of Flathead Electric Co-op, to Washington, D.C., and Bob Costantini.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, hey, guys. Good morning. Good to be with you. We begin again today, in a sense, with Arizona and what happened on Tuesday with the announcement by that state Supreme Court that in 1864, pretty much total ban on abortions is in effect there and can be prosecuted could bring 2 to 5 years in prison for any doctor who might perform an abortion. 1864 law, and this is, again, it's the politics of it all that we end up discussing out of this. Because Republicans in Arizona, at least some of them, thought, well, they better try to repeal that law or do something with it, change it. This was the Supreme Court in that state superseding a 2022 law, which put in place a 15-week limit on abortions. With this ruling, of course, it's caused a headache for former President Trump in a lot of ways. It's caused a headache for even Carrie Lake, the sort of election-denying Senate candidate out there. She suddenly decided that she doesn't think the 1864 law is good. The Democrats, including President Biden, with a new ad up today, are jumping all over this particular going back to this legislation from before women even had a right to vote and before Arizona was a state, and what the overturning of Roe versus Wade has wrought throughout our country, in particular with the various states saying they're having different limitations, different bans in place. And the former president saying on Monday, and this was a background for it, Donald Trump saying on Monday that he thought everything was best left up to the states. And he stuck with that yesterday when he was asked about this, the current situation in Arizona. And what happened in Arizona also was that the House of Representatives broke and went on recess for a week when some, including one Republican, but Democrats and one Republican, tried to bring up legislation to repeal the 1864 law. The House of Representatives, Republican leaders there, decided to break for a 1 week recess, and that had the you'll see video of it. That had the Democrats chanting shame on the House floor as the Republicans were leaving.
How in the world can this be viewed as anything different than legislating from the bench?
Well. As you know, you get to point out sometimes when we talk, if the bench rules in your favor, it's great. And I quoted to you in my note this morning, Representative Teresa Martinez, the Republican whip in the Arizona House of Representatives. She said, in my opinion, removing healthy babies from healthy mothers is not health care nor reproductive care. So she said pregnancy is not an illness. It should be celebrated. It is an abortion that terminates life. So obviously that's a strong conservative anti-abortion type position, no question about it. And so when the court rules in your favor, you don't think it's legislating from the bench. You love it. You like the idea. You think it's a good ruling. When they go against you, you consider it legislating from the bench. If you're looking at it politically, and if you're even some Republicans who are running for, on a national scale, national offices, including, as I say, Carrie Lake, who's running for the Senate seat there in Arizona, you have to be concerned about how this looks and how much it may put Arizona more into play for President Biden to hang on to his win in 2020 there. In other words, that this is a state that Donald Trump was hoping to flip back to to his column in 2024 here. But if you look at it politically, this is probably not something that national Republicans want to have to deal with or wanted to have to deal with. But as far as the former president is concerned, he's sticking with his guns that turning this over to the states and having the states determine their own laws is the best thing. And obviously, if you're an abortion rights supporter, most Democrats, you are going to say that this is legislating from the bench. And, you know, in particular, because they decide that the 1864 law superseded the 2022 law, which is more recent, passed by the legislature there in Arizona and signed by a Republican governor at that point.
So what's stopping the Arizona legislature when they reconvene to just go ahead and pass legislation, get it signed by the governor, and repeal that 1864 law?
Well, I don't know, to be honest with you, because they decided, the Republican leadership in the legislature, and the Senate did this too, they decided that they didn't want to deal with it, perhaps on an immediate basis. They knew that Democrats were going to bring this up and try to press the issue, it seems. But, you know, whether or not they're going to take some time over, you know, the weekends and what have you to think about it and then come back and maybe consider some kind of repeal of this legislation or pulling back on the absolute restrictions that are on that ban from 160 years ago. That we may see that, but I can't say for sure. But you know, remember that Supreme Court there is very conservative. It's as we discussed yesterday, the Arizona Supreme Court. It was a 4-2 ruling that the 1864 law should take effect, should be in effect. So because it had stronger restrictions on it, and whether or not the Republican leadership in Arizona will come back after thinking it over and trying to figure out some way around it, some kind of repeal, we'll have to wait and see. I really, obviously, I'm not in tune with a lot of Republicans out there. What I'm reading from it, it was just an attempt to avoid the issue at least immediately. And that's what they decided to do. They decided to recess until next week.
Okay, now, Bob, I'm trying to put it into perspective. Former President Trump said the state should decide. Was this already in play when he said that, or did it exacerbate the problem?
Well, if Arizona was, I guess, technically in play, however, he may not have known that that this case was before the Arizona Supreme Court, and this is, you know, this is something that was debated during the 2022 gubernatorial election, and that's when Carrie Lake, who was running against the woman who is now governor, Katie Hobbs, Carrie Lake said that she thought the 1864 law was a good idea because it was basically a total ban on abortions except for when the life of the mother was at risk. And so it was in the hopper there in Arizona. Whether the former president knew about that, I really kind of doubt, or he might not have issued that statement when he did. But he's been under pressure. He was under pressure to come up with a position on whether or not he believed that there should be some kind of national ban, national limit on abortion, and whether or not he was going to go along with the idea of a 15-week limit, which seemed to be okay with him. But he had, you know, when he decided he was going to, when he announced his candidacy, he thought that Republicans should not get involved in trying to create a national limit or a national ban. But he's been under a lot of pressure from evangelicals and, you know, any other number of Republicans who, at least, and that includes Lindsey Graham, as we've talked about, and to come up with some kind of position on a national limit that would at least establish a national level and would then supersede whatever state laws there are, including the six-week ban in Florida and some outright bans in certain states, except for, you know, with a handful of exceptions, and the six-week ban, I believe, in, you know, in states out in your neck of the woods and what have you. So it's he was under pressure to come up with something, and I think that's why he, you know, he said he was going to do it on Monday, and he did do it on Monday, but I bet he probably wishes he had waited maybe
Tuesday.
Another week or something like that. Yeah.
So, Bob, this must be a Christmas present or an early Christmas present for the Democrats, because they've been trying to make abortion the big issue, thinking that way they would get the female vote. And it looks like now this is superseding the issue on the southern border.
It could, for a while at least. There's no question about it. This is something that's going to be in the news for a bit, because it is so stark. To say that in 1864 law, when medicine, there were people still arguing about whether germs caused illnesses and that kind of thing back then, a law from back then dealing with what we now call reproductive rights. It's a very stark thing. It was really hit you upside the head, no matter what your position is on abortion. So the this is a gift, in a sense, politically, to Democrats, to President Biden. But will it take front and center throughout this election campaign? Obviously, we don't know for sure. The Democrats will try to keep it that way, no question about it. But you're talking about the border issue, and yesterday we had the inflation report, which was a lot hotter than the Federal Reserve is hoping. So, you know, those things were in the news. Those things are in the news. But for the time being, at least, for a few days at least, if you take your network newscasts as some kind of barometer of what's most important across the nation, then this Arizona law is leading the news cycle at this point. That's perfectly okay with Democrats. Will eventually the border start giving, you know, start moving to the front and center again? And will inflation stay, you know, sort of front and center in the issues list? I think inflation is going to stay with us, and that's where Republicans obviously think they have a huge advantage in their campaigns leading up to November, and the border issue as well. So it's not going to put them aside. It's not going to end them as issues, because they will still be there, and they will continue percolating. Inflation and the border will continue percolating right up until November, I suppose.
Bob, as always, we appreciate your great reporting, and thank you for drilling down for us.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Thanks.